This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Weekend rain and cooler temperatures delivered mixed fortunes to western Montana and central Idaho wildfires. The rain dampened some blazes, failed to douse others, and in Idaho, created landslides in a burn scar that stranded rafters on the Salmon River. The Nyarada fire, sparked by lightning on July 30th, has burned more than 18,000 acres and is just 7% contained. Some weekend precipitation tempered fire activity as the fire's southeast front burns toward Elmo. Northern Rockies Team 3, a national-level complex incident management team, is overseeing the Nyarada fire and also the Mill Pocket fire, a lightning-caused wildfire immediately west of the Nyarada fire, which has burned itself 2,100 acres. Light rain and cool temperatures through the middle of the week are expected to reduce wildfire spread, but drier, warmer conditions toward the weekend could foment an increase in fire activity. Significant rainfall on Saturday caused multiple rock and landslides along the main Salmon River and other nearby areas in the burn scar of last year's Moose Fire northwest of Salmon, Idaho. According to the Salmon Chalice National Forest, a landslide impacted the Salmon River Road with large boulders tumbling into the travel lane. Landslides also blocked roads in last year's burn scars. After a wildfire with vegetation burned that otherwise could hold soils in place, heavy rains can cause landslides with burned deadfall trees, boulders, soils, and rocks tumbling down hillsides. The landslides in Idaho left rafters coming off the Middle Fork of the Salmon River stranded until roads could be reopened on Sunday evening. A giant rabid beaver attacked a Georgia girl swimming in a lake in July. The beaver bit the girl while she was swimming off private property in the northern end of Lake Lanier near Gainesville, Georgia. The girl's father beat the beaver to death while rescuing his daughter. Don McGowan, supervisor for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Resources Division, said that a game warden who responded described the animal as the biggest beaver he's ever seen. The warden estimated it at 50 or 55 pounds. The beaver later tested positive for rabies at a state lab. Supervisor McGowan said, "Once that rabies virus gets into the brain of the animal, in this case a beaver, they just act crazy." People attacked by a rabid animal typically undergo a series of injections to prevent the disease from killing them. State wildlife biologists said beaver attacks are rare. They said the last one they remember in Lake Lanier, Georgia, was 13 years ago. California wildlife officials were trying to capture a wayward sea otter that has been wrestling surfboards away from surfers and aggressively approaching kayakers off the coast of Santa Cruz, California. The 5-year-old female sea otter started showing aggression toward people in June and poses a public safety risk, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said. Video and photographs shared on social media show the marine mammal getting on top of different surfboards, on at least one occasion biting and tearing chunks off of a surfboard and aggressively approaching surfers. A team of wildlife experts with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the nearby Monterey Bay Aquarium were working to capture and rehome the animal. While there have been no confirmed reports of injury due to the highly unusual behavior of this otter, kayakers, surfers, and others recreating in the area should not approach the otter or encourage the otter's interactions, the agency said. This isn't the first time that this otter, which was born in captivity and later released to the wild, has shown aggression toward humans. The sea otter was observed with a pup after returning to the Santa Cruz area in May 2022, and 4 months later exhibited similar aggressive behavior. Federal wildlife officials said the otter's behavior is highly unusual, and the exact cause for such behavior is unknown. Once captured, the otter will be evaluated by aquarium vets. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.